This is Akash Vani Shalom with the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Vegan Johnny Ray Jana. The headlines. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party merges with Naga People's Front in Nagaland to form single regional political party under the banner of the Naga People's Front. Tomorrow is the last date for filing of nominations for the bipoll to Dampa Assembly in Mizoram. Four candidates have filed their nominations so far. Border Security Force detains 21 foreign nationals from different parts of Tripura. 134th Manipur Police Raising Day celebrated at 1st Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal. The news in detail. In Nagaland, the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party and the Naga People's Front have decided to merge and form a single regional political party under the banner of the Naga People's Front. The merger decision was taken during the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party's 6th General Convention held in Kohima. Following the merger, Chief Minister Napo Rio has been elected as the leader of the Naga People's Front Legislature Party. During the convention, delegates deliberated extensively on the NPF's offer to amalgamate with an aim of consolidating and strengthening the regional political identity in Nagaland under one banner. The resolution was put to vote by Nagaland Minister and Convener of the Resolution Committee, K.G. Kenwe, which was unanimously accepted by all members. Meanwhile, the NPF has accepted the merger of the NDPP and submitted the merger resolution to the Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Lokumir. Subsequently, the Speaker has acknowledged the merger and issued an official acceptance letter. The NPF Legislature Party now has 34 members in the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. In Mizoram, tomorrow is the last date for filing of nominations for the bipoll to the Dampa Assembly seat. The nomination papers will be scrutinised on Wednesday and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is on Friday. The polling for the Dampa bipoll will be held on November 11th and counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. The by-election was necessitated following the death of MNF MLA Valdrin Tuanga Silo on the 21st of July this year. So far, four candidates have filed their nomination for the bipoll. Vanlal Sailova of the ruling Zoram People's Movement, R. Lal Thang Liana of the Mizo National Front, Lal Hwang Nai Mungaiha of the BJP, and John Rot Luang Liana of the Indian National Congress. The 134th Manipur Police Raising Day celebration was held yesterday at the 1st Battalion Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal. Manipur Governor Ajit Kumar Bhalla, who graced the celebration, inspected the parade contingent and took salute of the spectacular march past parade. Several MLAs, Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal, Security Advisor, DGP and senior officers also attended the event. The Governor also distributed trophies and awards to outstanding police stations, battalions and police personnel for their exemplary service, bravery and dedication to duty. In his speech, the Governor commended the courage, professionalism and selfless service of the Manipur Police, describing them as the guardians of peace and harmony in the state. He appreciated their tireless efforts in maintaining law and order, tackling organized crime and drug trafficking, and ensuring the safety of citizens even in the most challenging circumstances. In Meghalaya, an appeal was made to tourists visiting famous tourist spots like Sora and other places to act responsibly and help in preserving the region's fragile ecosystem. The Himutrep Youth Council has issued a fervent appeal in this regard and stated that tourists are welcome to the breathtaking landscapes of Sora and Khasi Jhangir Hills region with a request to preserve the natural beauty and delicate ecosystem of these places. The group also urged the tourists to dispose of waste responsibly, respect local customs, use eco-friendly products, and avoid littering or polluting water bodies, and not to use public roads for cooking and picnicking. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday interacted with the Arunachali youth working in Japan across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Khandu said it was inspiring to hear about their experiences and valuable suggestions, which will help in shaping the state's policies for overseas job placements. Later in the day, the Chief Minister interacted with members of the House of Councillors, Keisuke Yamamoto and Sachiko Yamamoto. Their discussion focused on strengthening Arunachal Pradesh-Japan partnership through collaboration in sustainable development and people-to-people exchange. The Chief Minister is on an official visit to Japan aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation and exploring areas of mutual interest between the state and Japan. The Border Security Force yesterday detained 21 foreign nationals from different parts of Tripura, and according to the BSF Salbagan headquarters, 11 Bangladeshi nationals were detained at Agartala Railway Station while attempting to travel to other states after entering Tripura illegally. In a separate operation, 10 Rohingya nationals were apprehended in North Tripura district while trying to cross the border illegally. During preliminary interrogation, the Rohingyas revealed that they were returning from Jammu and Kashmir and heading towards Mulvi Bazar in Bangladesh. In Tripura, police recovered 17,800 bottles of banned S-cuff cough syrup after conducting a fresh search in other wagons of the same freight train at Jirania Railway Station. Around 90,000 bottles of the same cough syrup were seized from two wagons of the train. During a further search yesterday, bottles were found in two more wagons. A case has been registered under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act 1985 at the Agartala Government Railway Station Police. The state-level Kala Utsav 2025, organized by the Department of Education, Government of Manipur, concluded yesterday with a colorful closing function held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Dance Academy in Imphal. National Kala Utsav 2025 will be held in Pune in the next month, where the winners of the state-level Kala Utsav will represent Manipur. Students from different districts participated in the Utsav, showcasing their artistic brilliance, and speaking at the closing function, State Project Director of Samagra Shiksha Manipur said that despite financial constraints, Manipur continues to display immense artistic potential and has earned recognition from the Ministry of Education for its strong representation at the national level. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Katie Parnayak yesterday attended the finale of the Zero Honor Run at Zero in Lower Subansiri District. On the occasion, the governor presented the medals and checks to winners of the 21-kilometer, 10-kilometer, and 5-kilometer runs and congratulated all the participants and winners of the Maiden Zero Honor Run. He also applauded runners from across India, local enthusiasts from Arunachal Pradesh, and personnel from the Indian Army, Indian Air Force, ITBP, and NCC. The governor said that the event symbolized unity, endurance, and patriotic spirit. The Zero Honor Run not only celebrated the valor and sacrifice of Indian soldiers, but also fostered civil-military harmony, patriotism, and tourism promotion in the scenic Zero Valley. Diwali is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion. The President said that the Festival of Joy is an occasion for self-reflection and self-improvement, and it gives the message of mutual affection and brotherhood. She also urged everyone to celebrate Diwali responsibly, safely, and in an environment-friendly way. President Murmu also prayed that this Diwali brings happiness, peace and prosperity to all. Diwali, also called Deepavali, is the festival of lights, symbolizing victory of light over darkness, good over evil and knowledge over ignorance. Homes are decorated with lights on Diwali using a variety of methods, mostly traditional clay lamps called diyas. The Indian Women's National Football Team will face Iran in the opening match of the Tri-Nations Women's International Friendly to be held at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong tomorrow. The Tri-Nations Women's International Friendly features India, Iran and Nepal, bringing together three competitive Asian sites in a tightly packed week of football from October 21st to the 27th. Iran and Nepal will play on the 24th of October, and India will play Nepal on October 27. All matches will be played at the same venue, offering fans in Meghalaya a rare chance to witness back-to-back international women's fixtures in one of India's most passionate footballing regions. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.